Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and join us here as we kick off the third hour of the show. Ian, Bonnie, Aria here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking about some of the Russian trolling that has been going on, with the examples being the new heating points that have opened up in a couple of European cities to allow people to warm up, as they're going to be likely colder than they've been in many decades.
And I mean, that's the best kind of trolling, when you can present it as just a genuine act of kindness, but you're trolling while you do it. That's like when the Reformed Satanic Church donated $50 to Carla Garrick as a sign of good faith because she was upset with me. The Porcupine Freedom Festival declined a donation from the Reformed Satanic Church. We wanted to donate to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
This is the Free State Project's yearly summer camping festival.
Yes. And the donation was rejected in sort of a condescending way, saying, ha, 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 that's very funny, whatever. But as a sign of...
You were serious.
Yes, I was completely serious. And I was still doing it to this day. Well, I couldn't do it at this exact moment, but you know, yeah. In theory, I would still do it to this day. But as a sign of good faith and as a token of forgiveness, the Reformed Satanic Church then donated $50 to Carla, to the Senate campaign of who was then heading up the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it was a sign of good faith and, you know, saying, look, we're not holding this against you. We're still friends. Everything's still good. But, you know, I can't deny that it was also trolling. I mean, yeah. And that's the best kind of trolling, is when you can do something that's passive-aggressive like that, but it's also just genuinely nice.
It can't be seen as bad.
Right. It's like it's like challenging them to be upset about this nice thing that you've done. Like, we see out of Russia right here, it's like, here's an act of kindness. We can...
The heating points.
Yeah, you know, we're going to let the people of Europe here go there to warm up. We dare you to get mad at us about this.
On the other hand, the channel that somebody put on Twitch is back, by the way. It apparently had been banned, and then there was a large outrage. When it was banned, they created a second channel and just kept doing it there. But then I guess there was enough pushback by viewers or Twitch fans that said, hey, leave this person alone. Twitch undid it. They even cite when they were unbanned. Apparently, it was just 4 days ago.
The only thing I can see that would be bannable about it is the Jesus-like picture of Putin.
Yeah, they've got Putin with, like, a large light underneath him, so he's lit from below.
I thought it was a candlelight.
It's probably too dangerous if it was a candle.
It gives you, like, a religious imagery, worship Putin type vibe.
So.
Not
Very
that that
so.
Should actually be banned, but I feel like if it was banned, that's probably what they would have used the excuse for, but they probably couldn't excuse it.
But yeah, it's just a 24-hour feed of one stove burner with a gas stove constantly lit. There appears to be some sort of a device. I don't know what this thing is. There's like a incrementing LCD number. It's at number 298 right now.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it incrementing how many gallons of oil or natural gas or whatever have been burned?
I think it might be 29.8 degrees Celsius would be the temperature in the kitchen.
Okay.
That's fairly warm, as I understand it. I remember being in Mexico, and it was like a 27-degree day. It was pretty nice in Mexico, so
see, Celsius
30.
Is useless. It's good for a lot of things, but as far as measuring the comfort of a room, it's useless
it's
for that purpose.
Useful to the people in Europe.
Yeah, but Fahrenheit is so much better.
Why?
Because it has a wider range in that critical... It has a wider range in that critically important range, whereas Celsius is like 25 to 30 degrees Celsius. That's... guesstimating here. That's what comfortable.
I don't know,
Aria.
I think that the people in Europe and Mexico and the rest of the world would say that it's totally fine.
Yeah, but we have 60 to 90 degrees. We have a much wider range where we can be precise about exactly how warm a room is.
Like when somebody says it hit 100 degrees outside. You realize, like, even a little kid would be like, well, that's a big number. But if you say it hit 45 degrees outside, just sounds not as...
In Celsius, it's 37.7 degrees.
It's 100?
100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it sounds like nothing. It's like, is that out of 100? Like, if you didn't know anything on Earth, but you somehow spoke English, and somebody was like, it's 37.5 Celsius outside, can you believe that? Wouldn't you just be like, is that a lot? But if someone said 100, it seems like even if you didn't know Celsius or Fahrenheit, you'd be like, oh.
I don't even think it's about the bigness of the numbers. I think it's just, you know, room temperature in Celsius is a range of like 3, 4, maybe 5 degrees at the most.
Do they use points? Oh,
yes,
yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
But whereas in Fahrenheit, it's 25 to 30 degrees. It's a much wider range because there's a huge difference between 62 degrees.
But it's just digits. You just take the decimal point into consideration.
It is, right? But you,
we you guys could... sound like ethnocentric Americans to me right now.
It's not about being ethnocentric. It's just about being raised a certain way.
And... All I said was some things are better when measured in Fahrenheit, and room temperature is one of those things.
Okay, yeah, like Celsius... boiling water in Celsius is 100 degrees. That makes sense.
Right, that makes sense.
And zero, I think, is freezing.
Zero.
But and it's so confusing for I almost said English. For Fahrenheit is 32 is freezing, mm-hmm, and boiling is like 400 something.
I think it's 200.
Yeah, but having the boiling and freezing temperature of water being 0 and 100 of your measurement system, that's stupid in the first place because it it depends on elevation and air pressure and all of these other things that aren't universally true.
You don't talk about boiling water temperatures as much as you talk about the temperature it is outside.
We're going to continue here. We've got Sarah. She's on the line with us in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, so... Well, that building that I think it's called the Opportunity Center. It's a new homeless shelter. And it's a former hospital turned into a homeless shelter. But my biggest concern is I want the men and women to be separated. I'm hoping they have a separate entrance.
Well, since you're building it, you should be able to build a separate entrance and a woman's quarters.
Yeah,
right?
How many bricks have you laid?
They want to hear from the homeless people themselves. And then they wanted a movie night or they want a community room.
They should go to the warming center, the Russian heating points. They've got movie nights.
Well, you know, I'm bringing this up because, you know, the homeless women are like the biggest point for the pimps to pimp out.
In fact,
out.
Why don't you go to Russia?
I was about to say, if I was a homeless person and I was just dedicated to welfare, I would not be in America. I'd be in Europe.
Well, they're going to build a homeless shelter.
They have better welfare in Europe.
Wait, I thought they were taking over the jail.
No, it's a hospital.
No. The jail don't have a laundry facility. It doesn't have a kitchen. So it's the hospital has a full cafeteria, and they have a laundry washing facility. So that's the one that it's like a code, like livable code, building code.
Oh, okay.
So did they give up on the jail that they were converting to a homeless shelter?
Well, it was so horrible, nobody really wanted to stay out there.
Oh, so they did. So wait. You're saying they did actually convert a jail to a homeless shelter.
But they were like bunks with no ladders and
people
stuff.
Were falling off the bunk beds because they're drunk.
Yeah, right. And then they said, well, we're afraid of. I want you to get.
How many millions of dollars did they spend renovating this jail and turning it into a homeless shelter before just junking the entire project?
I really, probably up in the millions. I think they spent $1 billion.
It's nice when it's not your money. Did you say a billion?
I think she said a million.
Just to get them out there. It's like 10 miles out of
Jesus.
Town. People said, I want them away from me, 11 miles out of town. So like 3 times a day, they would pick them up, bring them back, pick them up, bring them. They don't want them around.
Sarah, in regard to this new homeless shelter, is your only concern here whether or not men and women are going to have a separate entrance? I mean, why is that the issue that you've picked to focus on?
See, look, I mean, I have been a homeless woman in my 20s, and I am have been the target of sexual exploitation from the pimp and the johns, everybody. That just because you're a homeless woman, they think they're entitled to use you for sex. You know what? And that's my biggest concern.
It sounds like you could have had a job.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here, Bonnie, you wanted to get into some COVID-related stuff. We haven't done a lot of COVID coverage, thankfully, in recent months. However, there's been some news. There's an opinion piece that you spotted today, Bonnie, and you wanted to share with us. It's by somebody who's begging for forgiveness for their viewpoints during COVID, as I understand it. I have not read this piece, but they want quote-unquote amnesty, apparently.
Yep, it says we need to forgive each other for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID.
I'm willing to forgive. I mean, I think it's good, and I think that's the best way for us all to heal and come together and move forward. And a little bit better than we were 2 years ago.
I believe in forgiveness. I absolutely do. But are they actually sorry, this person?
To me, it doesn't matter. I'm willing to forgive them whether they're sorry or not.
I agree with you.
I'm more curious about whether or not they've actually learned their lesson.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say it's less about being sorry and more about the conclusion they've come to. Because if they just say, okay, don't be mad at me, and you're like, okay, I won't be mad at you, but they don't actually change their behavior, they haven't actually learned, oh, we probably shouldn't just follow what the news says and then attack our neighbors.
Right. Meaning that in the future, they won't just immediately do whatever it is the government tells them to.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen, but
that would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forgive them regardless.
That's right, because forgiveness is about you.
Right. And to me, it does me no good to hold this against my fellow human beings. Yes, they made a bad decision. They were monsters. Many of them were outright evil. They were misguided. And I'm willing to move on from that. I must move on
from
that.
Yeah. Because you can't let it own you. And there's a difference between forgiveness and understanding what to expect in the future, right? Like, you can forgive somebody for the behavior, but it doesn't mean, like, if they ripped you off or something like that, that you loaned them some money and they stole it from you and they're not making any effort to pay it back. Well, you can forgive them, but you know better next time to not give them money again, right?
Like, or you could just stop being their friend. That doesn't mean you didn't forgive them.
Yeah, that's true as well. So it's important to take a lesson away from this about people's behavior and what to expect from them. So, for instance, now I expect mass obedience. I expect very, very little resistance to these mass government lockdowns and mandates and whatever it is that they decide to try to put people through over climate change next or whatever the next big mass psychosis event happens to be. So I know what to be realistic about. It changed my perspective on how likely people were to care about freedom. I previously had thought that maybe people actually were interested in freedom to some extent, and no, many of them aren't even interested in their own freedom. I mean, at the very least, you could say, oh, some people only want themselves to be free, but they don't care about others' freedom. In many cases, it just seemed like people were willing to do everything they were told, lock, stock, and barrel from these government agents. And that was a real eye-opener for me and supremely disappointing.
And for me, it made me change my approach. Like, instead of going from, I became a libertarian when I lived in Utah, and I was just like, I can't live here. It's too bad, and it's hopeless. I'm going to go to the place that's the most free, quote-unquote, in my mind at the time, and just live like a normal life there. I'm not going to be an activist or anything like that. Just at least I'll be basically free. And that's why I went to Texas.
Mm.
And then, well, in Texas, 2020 happened, and everybody closed down. My life just ended, and I was like, whoa, what do I do now? Like, is the whole world like just like this? Is this just what the world is like for the rest of my life now? And I looked into it, found out about New Hampshire and the freedom migration, and seemed like a better chance for me to come here instead of just thinking that was about as good as I was going to get in Texas. So it made me change that, like, instead of just forgiving them and being like, I'm just going to live in
their world.
Gunk, which is a city in the United States, is living in their gunk. I'm going to get out of that for myself.
And be with other people who understand that.
Yep.
And things certainly weren't perfect here in New Hampshire, not by any means. The lockdown here did happen. It was
a short
period.
Stay at home.
Yes. It lasted for, I think, 2 months here, which was 2 months too many.
Mm-hmm.
But the soft lockdown that continued after that, hung around a lot longer. The mask mandates held around a lot longer than they should have. New Hampshire was not perfect by any means, but people across the board were horrific to one another. And this is on all sides, right? I'm not exempting the libertarians and the people who didn't want to wear masks or the anti-COVID lockdown people. They were, many of them were just as horrible in different directions and treated people who did want to wear masks as though they were just evil, horrific scum refusing to work with one another. They, both sides forgot how to see humanity in each other. And I think that's where everyone went wrong. And I'm willing to forgive people for that because I still see the humanity in them. And to me, as long as you're a human, you're worth forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't see it that way. They stopped seeing humanity in each other. And I think that's where they went wrong.
Well, it was easy to, I agree with you. That is definitely where some people on the freedom, quote unquote, side went wrong. But it was easy to dehumanize people when their faces were covered, right?
Certainly.
To some extent. I'm not blaming them for it, but you could argue they did it to themselves by literally dehumanizing themselves. You could not even see expressions on people's faces. And that actually contributed to, I think, some of this nastiness on both sides, where you would have...
It's like the internet, like how you can't actually see someone's face on the internet, so people are way more nasty.
But in real life. And so you started seeing it in, like, stores. Like, you'd be in a Walmart or something like that. And the employee was hidden behind a mask.
And maybe, like, somebody cough at someone wearing a mask. Like, that's rude. Like, if you're mad at somebody for making a comment to you because you're not wearing a mask, so you cough at them.
That's definitely rude.
Yeah.
But the thing I was going to say is the person behind the mask, the store employee, they were being less friendly than they otherwise would be. Normally, I mean, you could say, oh, well, you don't ever get good service in a Walmart. But that said, there's, at least in my experience up here, is you're more likely to have an employee smile at you or say hello or something like that. Hey, do you need help with
something?
Well, they
have the moral superiority. Like, I'm doing the right thing. You're doing the wrong thing right now. I'm only tolerating you because I have to.
Well, there were some people who were like that, right? There were certainly some people who got off on it and who felt like they were morally superior to others simply because they wore the mask or whatever. I'm not sure how common that was.
Like, from my own experience, I'd say, like, almost everyone who was working and wearing a mask.
I think there were
My friends and stuff.
I think there were multiple things going on. I think the much bigger one was that people in general were ruder to retail and food employees or retail and service employees.
Because the people were also in a mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for the first time in their lives, people in retail and service were allowed to stand their ground and tell people, no, screw you, I'm not putting up with your crap today. The customer isn't always right.
Yeah, but somebody doing that to me for just walking in the store, seeing if I can go in without a mask instead of, like, doing anything rude to the employee isn't justified or...
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. Well, now somebody is saying they want amnesty for being an uninformed jerk, is what it sounds like. We'll get into the story coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooting has led to a standoff outside a government building in Mobile, Alabama. Police confirm there is an armed person inside a vehicle outside of Government Plaza. It's not clear if there are any injuries. Police have sealed off the area and have begun negotiating with the suspect. A country is releasing the results of their elections on Sunday.
3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. His opponent, President Jair Bolsonaro, for months has claimed that Brazil's electronic voting systems can be manipulated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Philadelphia Phillies play host to the Houston Astros for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday. Each team came away with a victory after the first two games in Houston. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. And you can join us online and check out, for instance, our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. You can follow us on our Odyssey video channel at video.freetalklive.com. And speaking of videos, the Ballad of the Crypto 6 fundraiser has gone over 50% thanks to a big Bitcoiner, I guess, who stepped up. I believe it was XBT3D was his Twitter handle, if I recall correctly. So thank you to those people. I'm not the person behind this documentary. It's an independent group of filmmakers based out of Mexico that is doing this documentary, and they're trying to raise basically $60,000 to make this possible because it's not cheap to make a feature-length documentary film. And thanks to a couple of very generous donors, they are over the 50% point. So that's very, very exciting. I would love to see this thing get made. But if, you know, people don't want to see it get made, then it won't get made. If they do want to see it get made, then it'll happen. So it's in the hands.
Are they going
of the
to
people.
Make something? Because, I mean, if they've gotten like half the funds raised at this point, it seems like they could, I don't know, maybe if they don't raise the amount of money, that like scale the project back a little bit.
Yeah, I would hope that they would, because, I mean, $30,000 sounds like a lot of money to me. But yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. They've still got another 19 days to get to the end goal on this thing. And you can donate at Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. There's an Indiegogo there for those of you that prefer credit cards and that sort of thing. But if you reach out directly to the organizers, they've got a Twitter account, for instance, and I'm sure there's a contact section on the website, balladofthecrypto6.com. You can go there and reach out to them directly if you have Bitcoin that you want to donate instead of going through Indiegogo. Indiegogo takes like, you know, 10% or something like that. So if you want to, if you want more of your donation to end up in the hands of the actual filmmakers, going with crypto as a donation option is probably the best bet. In fact, I think the majority of donation at this point has come in Bitcoin. If you go to the Indiegogo fundraiser, it's over 23% there. It's 23%. So they posted recently that it was over 50% when they include the Bitcoin that's been donated. So thank you to everybody that has contributed to this. I'm excited to see it. There's a nine-minute-long teaser trailer there that you can watch and get a feel for what the documentary might end up being like. It's Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. So, Bonnie, let's jump into this story here that you have from The Atlantic. Is that right?
Yep. It says, let's declare a pandemic amnesty. We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID.
And I mean, I'm good with that. I don't think amnesty is necessarily the right word, because I'm not sure. I'm just not sure it's the right word.
All right.
He starts off explaining that in April 2022, him and his wife would take hikes, and they were really serious about wearing the masks, and they would... April 2020.
Okay.
They would hand signal to each other if someone else was passing them on the trail, and they had to put their masks on. His four-year-old son would yell at some another child that got too close to them, social distancing!
Oh, my God.
So they drank the Kool-Aid. Uh-huh, sure. They were fully propagandized.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And they were spreading that to, how old was their child, did it
say? Four-year-old son.
Oh, they traumatized this four-year-old to the extent. Remember the one we read about, who said, ew, people, or whatever, when they saw people approaching
like
down
they
the
were
sidewalk?
Afraid.
Oh,
yes.
No,
yes.
People, something like that. Yeah.
And now the social distancing, dude. I don't believe in smacking people, but I would have a hard time not smacking your kid.
If you yelled it at another kid, I would be like, smack him.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't encourage violence.
Probably
either,
not.
Smacking
obviously.
Children does not help their development.
No. And obviously, we're being
just
facetious.
Putting a mask on them either. I consider them both to be a form of abuse.
Yes. Well, but I would at least be like, hey, dude, teach your kid that. Not minding their own business is a bad way to live.
But that's the thing. This was all about getting into other people's business.
It was.
They had this moral view that, oh, well, if you don't do what I'm doing, then you don't care about people. Let's hear the...
Luckily, the next sentence is, he says, these precautions were totally misguided.
Wow.
In April 2020, no one got the coronavirus from passing someone else hiking. Wow. Whoa, someone's saying this in actual media.
Two years later, but okay.
Outdoor,
better late than never.
Outdoor transmission was vanishingly rare. Our cloth masks made out of old bandanas wouldn't have done anything anyway. But the thing is, we didn't know. Even though there was, like, decades of research, but whatever.
And even though the masks themselves did say on the box that they don't protect from COVID.
He's talking about not even that kind, like just a bandana cloth.
Right. Well, whatever type we're talking about here, there was plenty of information for anyone who wanted to look at it.
But then,
about,
you know, they
masks.
Were being told by people, ignore that stuff.
Right.
It works. So I'm just going to give them that. They didn't know. I'm just going to give them that. They
were
didn't
willfully
know.
Ignorant. They did not bother to research the other side. They were being told things, and they didn't look for another opinion.
But he's willing to admit that they didn't know, so why treat other people so disrespectfully and so horrifically on what is nothing more than just an assumption?
Because they were certain. They were told by the authorities.
He says, I have been reflecting on this lack of knowledge thanks to a class I'm co-teaching at Brown University on COVID. We've spent several lectures reliving the first year of the pandemic, discussing the many important choices we had to make under the conditions of tremendous uncertainty. Some of these choices turn out better than others. To take an example close to my own work, there is an emerging, if not universal, consensus that schools in the U.S. were closed for too long. The health risks of in-school spread were relatively low.
They should have closed them forever.
I mean, now the CDC is trying to recommend that all kids in all public schools
have to
get vaccinated.
Yeah. It's
so
not
it doesn't
over yet.
Seem like the consensus has really been reached.
Well, they wanted to add it to the list of recommended vaccines for children or something like that. I don't know exactly how the vaccine
schedule
works.
Basically, if a school
works.
Is going to get federal money, they have to accept this vaccine schedule.
Okay.
And if you want to send your kid to the school, then you have to get the vaccine or get some sort of exemption for it or don't send your kid to the school.
And many states don't allow exemptions at all. Some of them only allow religious exemptions. Some of them allow...
Yeah.
Well, I think the state of Mississippi doesn't allow any exemptions. I don't recall now.
The best thing you can do is get your kids out of these schools.
Absolutely. Homeschool them.
Yeah.
Well, they explain that the latest figures on learning loss are alarming as far as the amount of loss of learning people had for not going to school those years. It says, but in spring and summer 2020, we only had glimmers of information. Reasonable people who cared about children and teachers advocated on both sides of the reopening debate. Which is shocking, they're even saying that now.
They didn't seem very reasonable, I will say that, at that time, because this group was literally calling the unmasked manslaughterers, murderers, things like that. I mean, the amount of vitriol was absolutely detestable.
Yeah, they were not at all reasonable.
No.
It's not reasonable to call someone a manslaughterer because they dress in a way that you don't approve of.
They say another example, when the vaccines came out, we lacked definitive data on the relative efficacies of the Johnson & Johnson shot versus the mRNA options from Pfizer and Moderna. The mRNA vaccines have won out, but at the time, many people in public health were either neutral or expressed a J&J preference. This misstep wasn't nefarious, it was the result of uncertainty. And you're uncertain if your vaccines have not been tested for the normal amount of time, so...
Yeah, this is also one of the most minor pieces of the puzzle yet. Oh, which one of these vaccines is really better?
Yeah, he's still obviously sold on vaccinations, which is what you would expect. But we'll continue. There's more to this story here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts. Are you ready to forgive? This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. We're talking about some people who have changed their tune since the COVID crackdowns and lockdowns in 2020, and now they are asking for amnesty or forgiveness or something. We're going to continue with Bonnie's story here, and of course you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And I do want to say thank you to Dale, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And you can help support Free Talk Live there by joining via PayPal or directly with a credit card or debit card. You get some cool perks and some benefits from doing that over at amps.freetalklive.com. And one of those perks is you get access to the AMP-only podcast, which has the full radio show of Free Talk Live without any of those pesky recorded ads. So enjoy that and more over at amps.freetalklive.com. We go to Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, good evening.
Yes, sir.
This has got to do with China.
Mm-hmm.
If you took your family to Disneyland in Shanghai on Sunday and went out of there by 11:30, I think it was. I don't know if it was a.m. or p.m. You are now in a prison camp of Disneyland.
Yep, that's right. I've got that news story.
Do we at least get to stay in, like, the resort?
There was 10 cases. Evidently, they were screening people on the way in, and it took them a while to get through the screenings, and they found 10 positive cases, so they locked.
They locked the entire park down, and now you have to test negative in order to be released from Disney World.
I'm surprised they're letting people leave at all. I mean, since the beginning of the COVID-19, quote, pandemic, China's zero-tolerance policy, or whatever they're calling zero-COVID policy, has been alarmingly, terrifyingly restrictive, where people, entire cities would get locked down over single digits cases. So,
and you'd be trapped anywhere, grocery store, shopping mall, your apartment, Disneyland.
I wonder if they're going to, like the people that went around in the white suits spraying people and locking them in their houses and stuff, I wonder if they're going to come out with something saying, we want amnesty and forgiveness.
I'm just imagining Mickey Mouse or Pluto with one of those spraying devices going around.
The mask.
Hosing people down with whatever the hell that fume gas is that they're hitting people with.
It can't be healthy.
Being, no.
Being as how they unleashed the beast, I think they know how out of control it is. They don't know. They're scared of what Frankenstein they created.
It's nothing. It's a cold. There's nothing to be afraid of unless you're a morbidly obese, highly ill individual who's like, if you're on death's door, okay, this might push you over. But otherwise, most people, even octogenarians who are in good health, are going
to
beat this thing.
And it's not a crazy, like, newfangled thing to say, because nobody was walking around just terrified of getting the flu in their 30s.
Even though it could kill you.
Yeah, but it could kill you.
Right.
Like, you had a small chance of dying from the flu if you were healthy and in your 20s or 30s as well, like, the whole time I've been alive. But nobody walked around terrified of that, wearing masks and being rude to their friends and family.
Thanks for bringing that story up, Major. Appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. I did have that in my show prep. It's definitely a crazy story. But let's get back into this opinion piece here from The Atlantic, Bonnie, that you were sharing with us.
They were talking about some examples of things that people did, but they just didn't have enough information at the time, so we should forgive them. But they go on, they say, obviously some people intended to mislead and made wildly irresponsible claims.
Yes, like Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joe Biden. Donald Trump.
Everybody on
in the media.
Yeah. Remember when the public health community had to spend a lot of time and resources urging Americans not to inject themselves with bleach?
No, I don't remember that. I remember when the media took Donald Trump's words out of context.
When
and
he was
started,
joking?
Yeah, well, he didn't even say that. He was like, you know, they have sanitizers and things like that where they can sanitize people's bodies. I don't remember exactly how he put it.
He said, like, light they've discovered that light sanitizes you from the inside.
But never under any circumstance did Donald Trump or anyone else say anything about drinking bleach.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't stop the media and the people out there, Donald Trump thinks you should drink bleach.
Well, this is so, like, misleading. This lady is being misleading, or I found out it was the lady that wrote this.
Okay.
Is being extremely misleading just by saying that. All she says is that was bad. Misinformation was and remains a huge problem.
So stop spreading it!
She literally did in this paragraph where she's talking about misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the misinformation was that Donald Trump suggested people drink bleach. He never said anything along those lines.
I remember reading multiple fear-mongering pieces from this very publication during 2020. It was one of the loudest calls for control, total lockdown, total control.
The Atlantic?
Yeah.
Goes on, but most errors were made by people who were working in earnest for the good of society. Given the amount of uncertainty, almost every position was taken on every topic, and on every topic, someone was equally proved right and someone else was proved wrong. In some instances, the right people were right for the wrong reasons. In other instances, they had a prescient understanding of the available information.
Right for the wrong reasons, is that what he said, or wrong for the right reasons?
Both, I think.
Okay. To me, it's a useless platitude, but I understand why they would want to throw that out there. It just sounds smart.
The people who got it right for whatever reason may want to gloat. Those who got it wrong for whatever reason may feel defensive and retrench into a position that doesn't accord with the facts.
We got it right. I don't want to gloat over it, but we got it right because we withheld judgment.
Mm.
That was what caused us to get it right. We didn't rush off and start doing, panicking, making decisions because we were panicking and had to do something.
And then you have to do, I have to do the thing that my party is doing. I have to be masky, not because of the facts, but because the Democrats are being, I don't want to look like a Republican. and that's why I'm going to wear a mask. You know, people weren't making decisions based on the facts at all, period.
It was absolutely a political thing, because you could see that when the Democrats were against the vaccine when Trump was in office and then became pro-vaccine as soon as Biden took office.
Yep.
That happened. There are many, like, screenshots proving multiple Democrats.
Yeah, there's an entire Twitter account dedicated to it.
Defiant L's, I think, was that account.
All of this gloating and defensiveness continues to gobble up a lot of social energy and to drive the culture wars, especially on the internet. These discussions are heated, unpleasant, and ultimately unproductive. In the face,
yes, it is unpleasant to realize you were wrong about something. That is absolutely an unpleasant feeling.
Yes, but it's important to realize it, to recognize it, and to move on. Yes.
It's just like, she wasn't writing something like this on The Atlantic when people were just, you know, being extremely hateful towards people who were just making decisions, like, to not get vaccinated, to not wear masks or whatever. She wasn't writing, like, oh, these discussions are not helpful and heated and
some of them were
unpleasant.
Saying they wanted us to die.
Yep.
Many of them said that.
Yep.
A girl who
like, in newspaper articles, not just, like, somebody on the internet.
Yep.
Well, they had to, because if we didn't die, which we didn't, by the way, it proved them wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Our very existence, our lives, continues to prove them wrong and show them how terribly wrong they actually were. They needed us to die, and we didn't.
To justify their beliefs.
At least the people who didn't want to get vaccinated weren't hoping. Oh, well, actually, a lot of them were. There were definitely a lot of people that I saw, like, not outright hoping, but saying that they know that the people who took the vaccine were going to die. That wasn't right either. These discussions are heated. Oh, okay. In the face of so much uncertainty, getting something right had a hefty element of luck. Oh, my God. And similarly, getting something wrong wasn't a moral failing. Treating pandemic choices as a scorecard on which some people racked up more points than others is preventing us from moving forward.
Hold on. This person just chalked up people who got things right to simple luck?
Yep. Not people who are looking at the facts and looking at the way the world has always been and the way the immune system functions.
Right. Or talking to a doctor who had a different opinion. Because that's like what you do with doctors, right? Like when there's something wrong with you, you get a second opinion, because not all doctors have the same opinion. They have different beliefs and educations and all that. And so these people just didn't want to hear any other opinions.
And then she goes on to say, look, and it doesn't even matter who was right and who's wrong. This isn't a scorecard, okay? Who's keeping score? What a lunatic.
Let me finish with this from some Twitter discussion. Some lady says, my now 38-year-old husband was just told by his cardiologist that his benign myocarditis reaction from the Moderna vaccine is now a chronic heart condition. 20% chance of living the next 9 years, doubled his colicine, whatever that is. Somebody else says, would him receiving COVID and spreading the disease be a better alternative?
Wow.
And she says, he still got COVID, moron.
Wow.
See you tomorrow.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.